BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Public Servants Association in KZN is demanding a full investigation into the death of a medical intern at a Durban hospital. They claim that the junior doctor at the Prince Imshiyeni Memorial Hospital in Umlazi was allegedly forced to work while he was ill. According to the PSA, Aluluto Mazwi was a newly diagnosed diabetic and passed away this week after collapsing on Sunday. The union's Mlungisi Ndlovu says Mazwi was instructed to continue working by a supervising consultant.
PSA has consistently warned KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health about related inhuman working condition, autocratic leadership style, abuse of power at Prince Imshiyeni Memorial Hospital and under hospital. We call for the MEC of Health, the Prime of KwaZulu-Natal. We call the minister to be able to attend to these issues because interns in KwaZulu-Natal have been ill-treated.
The KZN Health Department says it's shocked and deeply saddened by his death. To Gauteng, a police operation to rescue minors from an illegal initiation school in Klipgat outside Pretoria is currently underway. According to authorities, more than 60 children between the ages of 12 and 16 were taken from their homes over the past 2 weeks. Newswatch's Masechaba Sefalaro is there and says 9 boys have already been removed from the school.
The young boys who emerged from the bush looking disheveled were immediately checked by paramedics who are part of the multidisciplinary operation comprised of police, CPF members, crime wardens and officials from the Health and Social Development Departments. According to officials, there are at least 2 illegal initiation schools nestled in the bush.
That's Newswatch's Masechaba Sefalaro. And Minister in the Presidency, Kumbudzo Ntshavheni, says she does not believe President Cyril Ramaphosa will be mistreated during his visit to Washington next week. Ramaphosa will lead a ministerial delegation to the U.S. despite rising tensions between the two countries. Ntshavheni also dismissed America's recent decision to grant refugee status to a group of Afrikaner South Africans, calling it misinformed. Speaking at a post-cabinet briefing earlier, she says it's now up to lobby group AfriForum to explain claims of a white genocide.
Allow Ms. Krill to worry about how he's going to convince white South Africans that there is genocide and how he's going to explain to the U.S. administration why the thousands and thousands of white farmers are not becoming. And actually, you must also go into that list and check how many of those people are actually farmers.
And Eskom says Stage 2 load shedding will continue during this evening's peak from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., but will be suspended afterwards. The utility's spokesperson Daphne Mokoena says they've managed to stabilize the system and replenish emergency reserves.
Our teams continue working with determination and dedication to reinforce grid stability. Eskom will closely monitor system conditions.
Lastly, in East Africa, the Ugandan president's son today said that any citizen who voted against his father would be deported, while also banning women in the army from wearing trousers. Uganda is due to hold a general elections in January, and there has been a mounting crackdown on the opposition in recent months. Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 24 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Luke Donald, Ryan Fox and Steven Yeager setting the early pace at the PGA Championship. Ruben Amorim says that he's protecting the long-term future of Manchester United. And Yannick Sinner out to book a spot in the final four at the Italian Open later today.